from the top of Kuf Samach Dalad. Rebbe's talking about Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh, and he's saying how after the Hachanas we were talking about the week before, and the person begins to think about the problem of things that have gone wrong, things that he's done wrong. And there he says that even though the tzaddikim in the later generations removed from us the responsibility for the extensive the fasting, because it's not something that we can live with and that it would help us to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, the person has to realize that as far as the shivan halev, as far as the tzibrochenkeit that the tannis is supposed to bring to, and the feeling of regret and remorse, that certainly hasn't changed. It's just that a tannis no longer brings us to that. So a person has to realize the importance of in the cheshbon nefesh of that feeling of tzibrochenkeit. So in Kuf Samach Dalet Vachos says mam sismar mer av tivke. And a person should, and this is during a specific time, as there we spoke about, says in time in all this form, not just in something, not to start thinking about one's avarice in the middle of nowhere and to start to become sad or worried or depressed, but to take put aside a time, and here's the time for cheshbon hanefesh. The chosmis sismar mer, the person should feel bitter, af tivke, even cry. Until you be'emes feel that your heart is broken, your heart and your ruach are broken inside of you. Emor tehillim, say some tehillim. V'tischanein v'savakish min hakel toy v'salach, and beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so good and forgiving, shirachim alecha. They should have rachmanis loyishlichacha me'al pnei kedushos yisborach, and he shouldn't cast you away from himself. He shouldn't throw you away chas v'sholom. Rak yikarvecha elav rachman rabim, that he should only be makarv. He should only be makarv you the rachman rabim. Vos tischazik. The idea is that the person should finish the cheshbon hanefesh. It should be real cheshbon hanefesh, and it should end with his chaskas. It doesn't end with a feeling of despair, of giving up. It ends with his chaskas. Those this chazik, and afterwards then this chazik, the samish Hashem kibel as tshuvascha, and to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel your tshuva. V'yikarvecha elav, and he certainly is going to be makarv. He's going to be makarv you to him. As we learned before from the tzaddikim, as the tzaddikim say, that we're able to say each time with Hashem's name, we're not afraid of it being a bracha levatala. Hashem forgives over and over. Certainly, Hashem will accept the tshuva. That's all the svarim say, that it's the same thing you see when it comes to a child that's not behaving properly, that the second that the child shows that he's making a cheshbon hanefesh, and the second that the child is humble and admits that there's a problem, admits that he did something wrong, so the parents are certainly makarav him, and it's very easy for him to come back. It's only when the child is obstinate and the child is arrogant and he refuses to bend and he refuses to admit that anything is wrong. So when a person lives with a cheshbon hanefesh, so he's constantly through his cheshbon hanefesh, he's ma'ayre rachmim upon himself. That's the nature of every relationship with a parent and a child. That when the child makes a cheshbon hanefesh and the child admits and acknowledges and sincerely wants to try, to sincerely means to be better, so then the parent is certainly in the care of the child. There's no suffix. It's only when the child doesn't have a cheshbon hanefesh and he lives with arrogance and everything is it's not my fault, it's your fault and this one's fault and I never did anything, so then the parents could become even harder from that and become even angrier from that. So cheshbon nefesh, a person who's about cheshbon nefesh, a mar de chushman, he's ma'ir rachmi Hashem all the time with his humility and with his being able to admit. Avogam tamid b'yamim b'shosh she'encha choshev nafshecha es cheshbon hanal. This is all from the Tanya, but he's saying here in the Geirus HaTshuva. Even during those days and during the times that he's not making a cheshbon nefesh, regular stuff, he's going regular without any. It's not the time to sit down to make a cheshbon nefesh. Gam oz loisadama b'daitecha ki tzadik v'noki mikol pesha ata. Even then, you shouldn't delude yourself into thinking that you're a tzadik and that you're free from all sin. Gam oz tizka shahar bechesoynes apkomen b'minisechen etiyesech l'sakna. Even then, you should always have, as he explains in the Tanya, you should always have an awareness. Again, there are different levels of awareness. Doesn't mean that this should occupy your thoughts and it should be something that is foremost in your mind. But there should always be an awareness that a person lives with, that he has so many faults, so many chesoynes, so many pegamim, and his midas, and his natiyas, and his behavior, and everything. He should always remember that. He should always be conscious and aware of his shortcomings, of his faults, of his averis. Not the specific averis to start thinking about. It's not what the Rebbe's talking about, specific averis. But a more of a general awareness that a person lives with, how far he is from Kedusha. And when a person lives with that awareness, again, it's a softer, more general awareness. It obviously has the effect of humbling him and looking at other people in a kinder way, in a better way. Not looking down at other Jews, not having kindness against other people, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he knows and he's aware and conscious of his own deficiencies, of his own problems, of his own faults. So that changes his whole way of looking at other people and changes his whole way of relating to others. She says, V'achilik, who should b'shas ha'cheshbon, the chilik of how a person lives in general, from day to day, and how it is during the time of the cheshbon ha'nefesh, V'achilik, who should b'shas ha'cheshbon, gam ra'as chato'echa, shekva avarta him neged einecha mamish. The chilik is that when you're making cheshbon ha'nefesh, then you mamish have to think, to remember the aveir. You remember the aveir and you think about the prote ha'aveiris that you did since you made the last cheshbon ha'nefesh, and even from miyamecha, from before, but to remember the aveiris mamish. Okay, without going into the details, even in your mind, of the aveir, because that itself could be ma'ira, taivis, and so on, but to remember the specific aveiris. They have to be before your eyes, mamish. And when you remember those and you think about those, you become very, very upset. That's when it's a cheshbon hanefesh. When it's not the time of cheshbon hanefesh, it's not the time of cheshbon hanefesh for averus. It's a regular day, back tater. Kamisha Zaychadovim Rachaik, like the Tanya says over there. Kamisha Zaychadovim Rachaik, it's like a person who remembers something, who knows of something, but that is, it's from a distance. He's aware of its existence. He knows that it's there, it's on the side, and it's possible that at any moment it could escape from the cage. He knows that it's there. Kamisha Zaychadovim Rachaik. And again, not to think about specific averis. When a person is going on a regular day, he's not talking about during davening and learning. During davening and learning, the Rebbe said before, and all the tzaddikim said, during davening and learning, and when you're mekayem mitzvahs, you don't make any kind of a, you don't have any machshava, any kind of a machshava like that that remembers something negative in any place that's not simcha, that's not positive. B'shas Torah, b'shas tefillah, and avodah, and so on. But when a person's done, so, huh? Oh, there are times in Shemini Esrei, in Tefillah, that's, you know, but even during Shema Kaleinu, it's during Shemini Esrei also, because not to go into Protim of Aveiros and to think of bad things during Shemini Esrei. If it happens that a person, there's something specific that happened, the person, it's a brachin about it, certainly. But stop, on a regular day, you don't use Shemini Esrei as a way to get back to things. It's a way to go forward. And you say, Slachlan, Mikhatamach. But not to go back and to remember. So, but Shas Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs, a person doesn't go into this Bechlal Nat. But during the day, the person's just going about his business, so he has to be Kamisha Zerchadav Merachayik Bechlalam Teda Isam Shechatas. He doesn't go into the specific Averis to walk around thinking about them. Just bechlolam in general, he to live with that awareness of one's mistakes. Kedei lehikona, and that humbles a person. It changes his whole. It changes his whole attitude. It changes his way of relating to others and speaking and seeing things. Everything is affected by that. Bechlal, not depressed. I'm not talking here, God forbid, about depression. The general demeanor of the person is simcha. I think this was simcha. But there's a softening that takes place. There's a softening and a humbling that takes place when a person is aware of his own faults and his failures. There's a softening. There's a different way that a person goes and holds himself. He doesn't go through this world with a Kaima Skufa, with an anger and arrogance and a loudness and a brazenness. It softens. There's a hachna, kedei lehikana. V'loy leprati yoseya, but not to start thinking about the pratim, about details. Stop, you don't think about the details of things you've done wrong, and things that happened to you that were bad and so on. That's not, the person doesn't live like that. It's like the Tanya says over there. Like the Rav explains to the Tanya, V'chatosi negdi summit. So the way that the Bali Musa explained the Pasuk is Chatosi negdi means my Averis are always in front of my eyes. My Chatosi negdi. Like it says, Shivisa Hashem lenegdi. So it means it's mamish in front of my eyes. To live with the Averis, a constant. Picture of one's Averis dangling in front, hanging in front of your eyes. The Tani says that that's not what it means. And he explains the Chatosi Negdi Summit, that in Lashon HaKodesh, in Chumash, Negdi does not always mean right in front of me. Kineged, he says, K'may V'ata Tisyatzev Mineged. Or mineged soviv la'ol moed yachanu. Mineged does not mean directly in front. Pirush Rashi merachayik. Mineged can mean in proximity, but from a distance. Proximity means within a certain place that you can still see it, but not right in front of it. Mineged, across from you. I guess it's across. Mineged means across. There's a big difference. Shavi says Hashem lenegdi samid. Lenegdi means that Hashem's Baruch should be here with me every single second, mamish, in front of my eyes. B'chatosi negdi tamid. The Rabbi Tanya says that b'chatosi negdi means mineged. Like they translate kegen in Yiddish, but across, not right in front. Means mirachayik, ayin shon. Hainu shetomid chatosi negdi tomid, rak mirachayik. Doesn't fill my averis don't fill my mind, and my failures don't occupy my thoughts. Mamish inside, right in front of me. But when I look up and I look across, I see them looking at me. I see them staring at me. And that has a huge effect upon how I carry myself stam on a regular day. Chatasi, chatasi, negdi, sonded. Mirachayk, from a distance. Avozel raklinin achatoyim shavarta. Now that's as far we're talking about now, until now, about the actual aveiros that a person has done. So that, b'shas cheshbon nefesh, to think about, to remember the pratim, the actual aveiros. When it's not a cheshbon nefesh, mirachok, minegid. Ma she'en kein lepgamecha v'chesroneisecha, asher b'midaisecha unitiyaisecha. However, the Rebbe says, it's different regarding the pogomim, the chesroneis, and midas, and nitiyas. We're not talking about aveiros now. We're not talking about a specific aveira, what happened on that day, that time. We're not talking about a specific aveira. They're saying, as far as the chesroneis that a person has in his midas and his netiyas, of having a bad temper, of being lazy, of being selfish. The pogomim, the chesroneis, and the midas and the netiyas, she'alecha leheitivam, that a person is required to improve, l'rapoisam, to heal, l'saktam, to repair. Sarach at alitein lev l'pamim yosef kufis. This is something that on a more regular basis a person has to pay attention to, as opposed to the aveiros themselves. That's by a cheshbon nefesh, whatever it is, once a week, whatever. And the other things, otherwise, is from a distance. But as far as a person's basic flaws, the basic flaws in who he is, not talking about aveira plainness or plainness, but the basic flaws of anger, stubbornness, whatever it is, selfness, as far as the basic flaws of the person, that one has to pay more attention to on a more of a regular basis and more frequently. And from time to time, not frequently, but from time to time, either with the regular cheshbon nefesh or at a different time, but on a more consistent and regular basis, to go into the problem of this. Again, we're not talking here about an aveira per se. We're talking about in his mind going over his records and looking into, let's say there's a midah of kas, anger, and going over seeing himself clearly how he was b'shas ma'aseh, when he was angry, when he was yelling. And so if a person would see himself, the person would see a film of what he looks like when he gets angry, to try to remember what that was like and how he sounded and what he said and what he looked like and how his whole personality was so distorted and ugly and so on. The whole prati is a laziness to look at himself and to think carefully about, again, it's not an aveira, but to think about missed opportunities because of laziness, and to remember what he was doing during those times when he said he couldn't, I can't do this, I can't learn, I can't help you, I can't do this and do that and so on, and to remember why couldn't he, and to remember what was he doing that he couldn't, and why couldn't he help, and why couldn't he learn, and why couldn't he get to shul, and why couldn't he do this or do that, and what was wrong, and why is it that the mitzvah was such a weakness and such smallness, and to remember these parshias of laziness and how he doesn't get up at the right time, and how he doesn't show up at the right time to things where he has to go, and he has nachrais to be there, and he makes people wait for him, and so on and so forth, and to remember the pratiyos. This is more than the aveiros. This is to think about and to remember more than specific aveiros. We're not talking about aveiros per se, although obviously often leads to aveiros, but not the aveiros per se. But netiyos and pogromim, basic flaws in one's personality, basic problems in a person's life, and to look at the protis.
Rabbi, when you say more, that means Rabbi Columbus wants you to put more time into that?
More, the person on a more frequently, and to put more time on a more regular basis to put more time into thinking about this. Yeah. A person's machlis ha-nefesh, a sickness of the soul, shouldn't be any less important to a person than a machlis ha-guf. If a person has, God forbid, something wrong with him physically, he thinks about it, he worries about it, he asks experts about it, he looks into it, he worries, right? He talks to people. When God forbid, a person has a machlis ha-guf, it worries him. What's going to be with me? Okay, the person always comes back, even when it's not a machla, even when it's some kind of an injury. He's always touching it, feeling to see how it is and what is it. What is it getting better? So he touches it all the time to see what's going on with this. So when it comes to machlas aguf. That's the nature of a person to constantly revisit and to think about, and he worries about it. So why should machlis ha-nefesh? Why should a person's spiritual, emotional sicknesses? Why shouldn't that be something that he also thinks about and worries about? Again, this is for the purpose of fixing, not to obsess over. But for the purpose, and you have sometimes a person that's an obsessive person, obviously that has to be treated differently. We're talking about an otherwise healthy person. Why should it be any less than, why should a machlis ha-nefesh be less than machlis ha-guf? When it comes to machlis ha-guf, she-choshev u-mizbeinen ba-ha-ish tamid. With machlis ha-guf, lo alayinu, when a person's physically ill, he's thinking about it and looking into it all the time. U-metarkes eitzeis. And he's thinking of all kinds of eitzes. He plans all kinds of strategies, all kinds of eitzes. Metakis eitzes, eich ubamela rapaisa. How can I get better? How can I find a refuah for this problem that I have, this physical illness that I have? Even when it's a kleinigkeit, a person is uncomfortable. He's not sick. Allah has come for kind of a person, God forbid, has some kind of a serious sickness, chas v'shalom. So what doesn't he do to try to find out, to take care, to call up, to look into it? A person that has chas v'shalom, some kind of a sickness, so then they study it and they look into it and they become big bikiyim and the whole inyan, big mavinim and how it works and how. So wouldn't you say that if a person's a balkas? Now, physical sickness, it's destructive in this world. Actually, as far as the next world is concerned, it probably brings kaparas. It brings a kapara. But when it comes to spiritual sicknesses, so not only is it something which is dangerous in this world, but it's harmful in the next world as well. So you could have a person that when he has a little boo-boo, he already has gone online 12 times to check all the Rashi's and Taisis on that boo-boo. There are people that are like that. They're, you know, very, very much meshubah to all of these in Yanam when it comes to the body. But a person going his whole life a balkas. His whole life is a balkas. His whole life angry. His whole life is arrogant and so on. And it's a machla that mamish destroys him and destroys people that he loves and takes away all the simcha sechayim in this world and the next world. It doesn't bode well for him in the next world either, that he lived that way. And he could be oblivious to it. He could argue that it's not true. So the person is a balkas, and once if somebody says to him or points out, you know, I think you have to work on your temper, then you see, like, you know, he starts to, smoke comes out of his ears, and he says, what do you mean I'm a balkas? How dare you say that I'm a balkas? So the person might say, well, look at you right now. So then the person will start screaming, I'm not normally like this, you made me, like, you got me, you know, all these. And he can go his whole life like that, he said. Yes. When it comes to machlas aguf, choshev mizbeinen b'ha'ish tamid, m'takis eitzes eich, v'melo rapayis. The person, when it comes to machlas aguf, he's always thinking, what could I do to make it better? A refuah. When it comes to the machlas ha-nefesh, according to admit that he has a machlis and nefesh. And then to think of Aitzis. A person's a Balkas, he thinks of Aitzis. He talks to, goes to speak to Tzaddik, and he learns their Svarim that are on the Inyan of Kas. The Svarim to mechazik himself, to try to go about doing things to find a cure. But it's so interesting how people are messiahish when it comes to these things. When it comes to a physical sickness, chalila, the person goes and tries and all different things. But when it comes to machlis and nefesh, the person just says, "Well, that's how I am. That's how I am. It's not, I can't do anything about it. It's a terminal case of laziness. It's a terminal case. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do. It's messiahish." Since by this point, if you've been learning and trying to apply what we're learning, then your mind has already become stronger, and your thoughts are already more in your own hands, and you have more control over what you're thinking and what you're feeling. He says, then a very important thing that you should think about a lot, and especially when you're not busy with something. So what should you be thinking about? Lirois aflosa acha kol chesreinacha. To look into and to even dig. Loser means like a spy. To dig and to go looking for the chesreinus that you have. The chesreinus. Again, not for the chatoim and for the aveirus, but for the chesreinus. V'afa kalsha behem, lo yale mi neged eini machshatecho v'sakke limtza eitzes ech ubamele saknam. And even when it comes to the smallest of them, You should, when you think of them, you should always be to try to find out, to get to the bottom, to try to find out what aces, what could be done to fix them. You know, he says that many times already, you made up your mind. You decided, made up in your mind that you're not going to do certain things, you're not going to speak a certain way, to think a certain way. And you see it happen again, that you continue with that kind of speaking or thinking or behavior. Could be that there's something deeper that's hidden inside of you, that's pushing you to do this. Chakur acharel. Try to investigate. Try to think deeply. Try to understand yourself. Try to understand. That's a madrega for a person. Chakur acharel. To investigate. People like to look into other people's inyanim, into other people's faults, into other people's problems and business and so on. But when it comes to themselves, they don't make any drishas and chakiras. They just live like machines. So the Rebbe says, chakor acharya, look into it. Efsa kishetim tse'ena. It could be that when you find it, tu chalufo ma kenag de rafalach. Could be that then you'll be able to do something about it. Until now, you're just saying, I don't want to be this way. But you never really got to the bottom of it. And since you never got to the bottom of it, then what is it about you that's causing that? So, Mimela, you never really had a complete refuah. You wanted to become better, but you didn't. You just thought about it and realized you have it, and maybe you tried something superficial to fix it, but you couldn't because you never got to the bottom of it. So it's a chakrach around. And that's why people who live this way, they're so happy when somebody points out the fault. They don't become defensive. They're thrilled. They're thrilled when somebody helps them to understand what's wrong with them. They're thrilled. They say, you know, I appreciate that because I haven't really understood that. Now that you pointed that out to me, I could get down to business. I could really do something about it. Can you imagine that there would be such a response to finding out about one's faults? That's not the usual natural response that most people have. Most people, if somebody points out something that's less than beautiful in the person, they become right away very defensive, and they become upset, and they start to think about, who is he to tell me he has bigger chesonis than I have? And anyway, how could it be that he didn't see all the good inside of me? I can't believe that, and that he saw that, and it's very exaggerated maybe one time, and all these different dimyonis that a person has, although it could be sometimes a person is overly critical of you, and they could say that. But to honestly inside of oneself, to appreciate, to feel like you want to go over and give this person a kiss, that you did me such a tov, you should know that I'm walking around with this inyan, I never really understood this about myself, and now you're helping me out. Kemaitza shalorach, like somebody gave you a treasure. That's a big madrega. But that's what the Rebbe's talking about. Chakoach harah. Right? To even go to your best friend, the friend that you have, you know, your whole life. To go to your best friend and say to him, Moshe, tell me, be'emes, don't hold back, because no matter what, I'm going to love you and appreciate you even more. Tell me my faults. Not things that I did wrong. I don't. My faults and who I am. She says, no, I can't. No, be'emes, don't worry, I'll love you. Yeah. I can't. You know, you're great, you're wonderful. And while he's already saying you're great and you're wonderful, you're feeling a little bit better. And then he says, okay, but there is something I've been meaning to tell you for the last 40 years. And then he tells you. You know, whatever. So then you say, I can't believe that you think that way about me. That's what you think all the years? That's how you feel about me? So you're asking, you pressed me to tell you. Yeah, but I didn't think, you know, that inyan, it happens that you misunderstood on that inyan. I was talking about something else. But on that inyan, you know, and all of these things that a person, what does it mean to have a chavra toiv? What does it mean, k'nei lecha rav? What does it mean, a chavra, a rabbi? It means that a person does want to know. Bamus wants to know. Because he doesn't want to leave the world without fixing that. Without addressing the problem. He doesn't want... Imagine if you go to a doctor for a physical machla, and the doctor's looking over all of your things, and he's got all of your pictures, and he's looking at everything. And you say to him, doctors, tell me there's something wrong. And he says, no, everything's fine. Excuse me, no, I've been feeling there's something... No, everything's perfect, beautiful, everything's beautiful. So then you press him and say, look, I have to know, tell me there's something else. He says, okay, you know, you have, and he tells you some terrible sickness you have. So what are you going to say? I can't believe you told me that. I can't believe it. How can you do that? If there's so many nice things about me, and you dav can notice that thing. If you would say, you'd be a crazy person talks like that. So when it comes to machlis and efficiency, you don't ask, you accept the adulation and the admiration and the love of people around you, that they think you're the greatest, you're the best, you're the most terrific, and you enjoy that. And the person who knows you best, let's say comes a husband or wife, especially, but the person who knows you best, and you ask that person to be an Ezek and Egdai, can you point out, I'd appreciate it if you would point out some things that you have found in me that, you know, we could say we're already married a bit, and I've been trying to be a good husband. There must be some things that you find in me. You know, not so much specific things that you did, but some things that you find in how I am that you feel could use some work, some repair. Mostly we go with covering up everything. And if somebody is on to you, that's bad. Somebody's on to you. That's what a lot of the things between husbands and wives is, because they're on to each other. Because he knows, like, you know, he knows that she understands what kind of schar she has, and also he knows about her and these chesroinus that causes a feeling of distance and pain. If a person doesn't want to look at these things, to acknowledge these things, but the truth is that a real friend is somebody that you could say, somebody that, even if he's not asked, would say to you, you know, this is an Indian that this is something that I think that you probably would want to improve. But how many friendships are like that? There are very, very few friendships like that. Like, I mean, there are some friendships in that, but most friendships are not that way. Most friendships are just to entertain each other. To entertain each other with interesting conversation, with going places and talking about things and learning together and saying even big ruchnistic things and chassidus and avodah and pnimius, but never look at me in the eyes and tell me what's wrong with me. Oh, that's something else. That's something else. So, but that's the main thing that a person can receive from somebody that really knows you. Of how mamish to have a refuah, and if a doctor tells you what's really wrong with you, so you went to different doctors and you had something hurting you, and you went to a different doctor and said, nah, it's nothing. And then finally there's one doctor that says, this is what it is. So you feel, even though of course you're upset because he found something wrong, but you're grateful. You feel tremendous gratitude because now, you're the only, I went to five doctors and everybody told me it's nothing, and now finally you're the one that found out what it is. And even though, of course, I'm upset, but I'm not upset at you. I'm grateful to you, because now I could find out. Now we could think of an eitzah of how I can get better. Because until now, this thing is hurting me. So now we could think of an eitzah of how to get better. I can't remember if a person would go to a therapist and the therapist uncovers the inyan in his life through, you know, they're talking together for months, and finally the therapist gets to that inyan, and the guy gets up and he gets angry, he stomps, I says, I can't believe you're doing this to me. So the guy says, what do you mean? That's what you're here for. That's what you paid me for. We got to the nakuda, and now we could begin to work on it, to fix it. So we understand that that's the whole tachlis of that relationship. So what the Rebbe's saying is, once chakor acharei, look into it, ask, look into it. Nothing to go over the strangers. What do you think about me? And it's with somebody that you're very, very, very close to, and that you trust a person who really cares about you. He's not stand looking to hurt you, God forbid, or to find faults, but who really cares about you, and I would like to see you happier and better. But look how people become so defensive. When someone does that, let's say if you hear something, you say, but maybe you'd like to know some of your faults now. It doesn't have to be like an exchange. But that's right away you're thinking while the person's telling you. So you ask and the person's telling you, okay, you know, this is something that about you that I find to be a problem. You know, all the years that I know you. So while he's saying that, and you know that it's true, you're already thinking about, oh, he's much worse than me, and I'm going to tell him. But he didn't ask you. It was your time that you were asking, but you're already thinking. You're already, and even if you don't tell him right then, because it doesn't look so good, but you're already making hachanas about how maybe next week I'm going to talk to him about his enemy. It's all the way that a person thinks. But the emes, if a person really, really wants to change, chakoracharav, afshik shetim tzeem. And if you find it, then tuchalufumai, connect the verofalach. And then you could heal it. Because you see that so many years, you see that there are things that you want to change. How you speak. So you speak a certain way. Sometimes you say things that are hurting other people and so on. So then, until finally, you know, you find out what is it that, why do I do that? Why do I have to talk in such a way to put people down? Why do I have to do that? What's in me to talk that way? When a person is chayker and he finds out and he looks into it and he thinks about it, then he could have a refuah. I mean, once he understands what it is, then he could have a refuah. V'ha'ikah, the main thing is shleitir tzelahastik atzmacha v'esmalolacha v'chaldav. You shouldn't try to justify, to rationalize and to justify yourself and all the things that you've done and all of these things. You shouldn't try. Try to do that when it comes to other people. There it says, "B'tzedek tishpeit." When it comes to other yidden, you try to justify and to rationalize. When it comes to yourself, don't try to justify. That's my love of chaldav. Back tabid aleihem. Just study these things. Look at the things that you've done. Look at your personality. Kedayan emes, like we spoke about at the beginning. like a judge, and look at yourself. Kedayin emes. V'sidag harbe al ra'isayim v'chesvenayim. And worry a lot. Worry a lot about these things, about these chesvenayim and these problems. But again, worrying is only almanas live nice, almanas lasaking, only for the purpose of fixing and repairing, not to stam obsess over and to get upset about, but almanas lasaking. Hayoy seilon mizeh. What comes out from this is shesholosh matzavei ruach yilucha. That a person should have three matzav ruachs. Aleph, three states of being. Aleph, b'shas askecha b'tayra tefila sharvay l'makam. The time that you're Isaac in learning, in davening, and other or any other avaydas and mitzvahs. By loisach of shum cheshbon, during the time of Torah and Avodah, you don't think of any cheshbon, not about averus, not about your problems, chesroinus, and your personality, and your midas, anything like that. Nothing. Rak simcha tshuka she'ifel Hashem. Only simcha tshuka she'ifel Hashem. This is a very big chilik between the Talmidei Baal Shem and the Balei Musa. The Balei Musa spoke a great deal of davke b'shas Torah tefillah. That as a time of paying close attention to your faults, but the Talmid Baal Shem are very very clear and strong about this. That b'shum oifen not b'shas Torah and Tefillah and Havayda le'sasha shum cheshbon, rak simcha tshuka she'ifel Hashem. Not to think about how what kind of davening is this, what kind of learning is this. But you see in the Musa Svarim that a person's davening, he's davening, then he should stop and should think, is this really sincere? What am I doing? You know, maybe it's not true, and I'm faking. None of that at all. Not at all. At a different time, you can think about that. B'shas Torah Tefila, ak simcha tshuka she'ifel Hashem, no matter where it's coming from, what it is, whatever the simcha is, b'simcha tshuka she'ifel Hashem, v'avoyde b'slavas, and avoid it with excitement, the structures. Now, kol panim the mesiris atzma chalatevus atfila, giving yourself over completely to the words of davening, la avoida, to the avoida, the mitzvah that you're doing, you give yourself over completely without any memory of the past, without any reservations that have to do with questioning yourself. Maybe I'm not authentic, maybe I'm a hypocrite, maybe I'm insincere, maybe I'm like this, so a person like me shouldn't be doing these, I shouldn't be in such a tefillah, it doesn't fit me because I know that I'm a faker and I'm a rosha, so what am I doing here and putting on this show with my davening? None of these machshavas at all. Back mesiris, a kol panim mesiris atzmacha. Mesiris atzmacha, to give yourself completely over, boy el ateva, coming completely into the teva, into the words of davening and learning, and into the mitzvah that you're doing. Kefi shaven el mesifei kodesh, as we learned from all the svarim kodeshim. So that's one matzav ruach. Torah, tefillah, and avoda. Simcha, tshuka, slavas. Complete and total amnesia as far as the past is concerned. No therapy, no analysis of who I am and what I am. Just Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvah and Simcha and Slavas, without any cheshbonos. Just Mesiris Atzmecha L'Tov. Mesiris Atzmecha L'Tov. And to know that if you have a machshava that's negative during the time of Torah Tefillah, it comes from the other side. It comes from the Sitrach. Just to spoil, to take away from you the tshuva, the tefillah, the avoda. Any machshava, any negative machshava during the time of Torah and Tefillah, any negative machshava comes from the other side. Just to take you away from what you can do that will bring you a tremendous tikkun and tremendous simcha. And not to think about it, not to at all. Beis b'shas cheshbon hanefesh. So the second matzav ruach is cheshbon hanefesh. Now, cheshbon nefesh is not that it comes upon you. You make a cheshbon nefesh. Said so. I was saying to Moshe before, for a moment, you were saying slach lo levi chatanu. It's unless there was something very a particular bad thing that like an unusual thing that happened that you did. So then, it's an emergency. So as an emergency, you could use slach lanu, or you could use shmakele as an emergency for that crisis. But stam on a regular slach lanu and a regular shmakele, you don't go into that. You don't go into that. No, simcha b'tshuka and a belief that Hashem forgives, just like that. But if there was something particular that's really, then you could. But that's not mahalach in life. It's an emergency. That's all. The second matzav ruach is shas cheshbon nefesh. That's a planned, scheduled cheshbon nefesh. Not a mood, not something that just comes into your head, but shas cheshbon nefesh shemoi tiyaz b'shivan ruach. That's with a very broken heart and a shivan ruach mamish. Not depression. We're not going to go into that chilik now. We spoke a lot over the years. You know, it's a tshuva, and in the Rebbe's Svarim about the difference between meriris and atzvus, sadness is. There's no inyan. Excuse me. There's no inyan of sadness. It doesn't come out with anything good. But shivan ruach, shivan halev, and meriris, and so on. That's cheshbon nefesh. Gimel. So far we have Torah Avoda, Cheshbon Nefesh, and then Tamid. Tamid means a regular day. Stop. Working, during work, during your stuff. Tamid. Shaloi b'shal shal Torah Tfila, not during davening and learning. V'gam shaloi b'shal cheshbon, and it's not a time of a cheshbon. Tamid. And person has to remember these three times, and to remember these three, always to live with these three. Torah Tfila, Cheshbon Nefesh, Tamid. Tamid, Shalei B'Shah Torah Tfila, Gam Shalei B'Shah Cheshbon. Not during davening, learning, and not during a Cheshbon. Oz Tei Nichna Onav B'Shafa. To be humble, to be humble, to be submissive, to be humble. Nichna Onav B'Shafa. Why? Because you know who you are. You're not going into any Averis, but you know your Chesroinus, you remember your Chesroinus. Again, Kinegdi, you know your Chesroinus, you know the things that you've done. So that makes you into an honor and a Shafil. It doesn't mean saying to people, I'm nothing. The people that say that most are the biggest Bali guy. I'm nothing. The person says, yeah. And you go home and tell your wife, boy, did I impress that guy? I told him I'm nothing. like the joke that they say about there was a Rebbe, sitting in, there's another person that was by the Rebbe was saying, oh, I'm gornish, I'm worthless, I'm nothing, and there was some yid that was sitting next to him. He started also to say, I'm worthless, I'm nothing. The Rebbe got upset. He said, look who says that he's worthless. I'm worthless. Look who says he's worthless. Now, that's also Nekud of Gaiva. He says, oh, Nekud of Gaiva. It's not talking about a person telling other people, oh, I'm such a worthless nobody. That's these Lashinas that people say, these kind of things. That doesn't mean that. It means he's waiting for you to say, no. It's not true. Or they should think that it is true, but that you're such a tzaddik that you think that, you know, it's not the Indian is not to go talking about it and telling people a feeling of hachna and shiflus. You could tell on how a person conducts himself whether he believes that or not. He doesn't have to make a statement. When we call makom b'simcha, still is hachna and shiflus, but b'simcha. Then it's not a contradiction. It's with hachna and shiflus, but with simcha. There's a magnificent maimer from one of the tzaddikim of Chabad, Rabbi Isaacal Hamel. There's a maimer on simcha and hachna. Riddick maimer. It's around 70 pages of maimer on this inyan of simcha and hachna. Not only is it not a contradiction. We spoke about this a lot over the years. Not only is joy and humility and hachna, shiflus ruach. Not only is it not a contradiction, but just the opposite. Shiflus ruach hachna is the biggest cause of joy in a person's life. It's the biggest simcha comes from that. When the person doesn't hold it, what's coming to me. He doesn't hold from himself that it's coming to him, and therefore he doesn't have kindness, he's not angry. It's just simcha. What's coming to me? Nothing's coming to me. The fact that the Baruch Shalom gave me another breath is a chesed that I'm not worthy of. And that everything that I have is good. Everything I have is good. And a person's mole simcha, always mole simcha. It's not a contradiction. It's nichna ona v'shof, become the simcha. Filled the simcha. Tech is chaz kishtir. You know that you have chesroinus. The saktam, you have to fix. The sashif echmel saktam, and you're busy. You're busy fixing things and working on them. That person gets upset, depressed, he's not doing anything. He has problems, he doesn't take care of them. The doctor said, you have this terrible sickness, he's not doing anything. But this person is busy fixing things. And how to fix, he's busy. Well, Hashem tiftach, and he trusts in Hashem. Came to the Isav, I will if you can. Look, I'm doing what I can. I'm trying to fix it. The Habi Pam and Bisam says, you say, Rath Hashakur, Beshuva, Vavoid, and you spend a lot of Kaychas and Shuva, and Avoid, Lachem, Biskus, Abba Sayyid, Sadiqir, Gleisham, Yechayin, Nakel, Chan, Rachem, Oishavi, Karvachab, Zavaban. You have been talking that because you're trying hard in the Baruch Shalom, and in the Schus, the Tzaddikim, and our ancestors, the Baruch Shalom will try to help. The Baruch Shalom will help you and be makar of you. Achis and the flaws of Baal Shem Tov, Tavid, 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 Schus, Yen, Elahi, Asher Chidshu, Vechnisu, Shtein, Ka'achis, Balev, Anoyim, Achren. One of the big Chidushim of the Baal Shem Tov, Natami, Baal Shem, is this Nekuda. Hachno, Vesimcha. Chesben, Nefesh, Vesimcha. Merirus, Bitterness, Vesimcha. It's one of the big Chidushim of Chesidus. There's a lot in that Indian. As a nova of a shiflus ma'id, very humble and a shiflus and a feeling of shiflus, yachdim is chaskis v'simcha. Yachdim is chaskis v'simcha. That's the whole difference of what I say. It's a brach and a kinder that are walking up and down the streets. There's plenty of shivan haruach and plenty of merivas and plenty of, but without the simcha, without this chaskis. And you see the results of that. To rejoice in Hashem, Hashem Elokim, V'at Yisrael, B'nai V'chim V'avdai. The Baruch Shalom is Elokim, and you're His beloved child. B'nai V'chim V'chim V'loves V'avdai, His servant. Even the chesroinus, your chesroinus are not like the chesroinus of some meshukitz, of some goy, of some manuvel, of some rasha. That's not your chesroinus. Like the chesroinus of a manuvel. Hamas girl of Bashla is rolling in the garbage. Rak your chesroinus is the ben melech. Your chesroinus is the chesroinus of the ben melech, the son of the king. Shetamid ben melech, no matter what you, with all of those chesroinus, with all of those aveiris, you're still the king's child. And all your father wants is to be honest and to get to work to fix it. Miyid melech, who could be compared? Who could be compared to your greatness versus to how close you are and how attached you are to your father and to your king? You should be zeichet to remember that and to live that. We're going to finish Bez Hashem. We're going to finish the sefer soon. The list is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim and Kriyas Shemaim, which almost not next week.